Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer. I think Corey's having phone problems. I'm not sure. I know I can't hear. Hope I'm not talking over. Anyway, we are back. Today is sixth day of April, year of our Lord, 2019. All right, what'd you say, Rick? I didn't hear you, buddy.
Oh, no, I only. So, we're not talking over anybody at this point.
Okay. So, well, anyway.
You were going to ask a question about the NBA. Hello?
Hello?
Yep. Hello.
Yeah, not sure what's going on.
What?
Me neither. Well, that's okay.
Well, hello, Carl. You still...
Is Carl still with us?
I'm sorry, it's... Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hello? Carla, are you...
Oh, sorry. It's a regular 38, not a 38 special. And Kirk gave me quite a few 38 special rounds, and I thought my pistol could not take 38 specials. Do you know
is the question?
If can a 38... pistol, because it's not a revolver, obviously.
Is this a semi-automatic? Is this a semi-automatic pistol? Is that what this is?
This is a semi-automatic pistol, yes.
I would say it'd be a 380 then, probably, wouldn't it? Or does it say 38 on it?
Yes. No, it is a 380. I said that, yeah.
Okay.
380. So the question is what?
I can't use these 38 specials in it, can I?
Probably.
I mean, they're not going to fit in there.
Too long.
Yeah, no, that's altogether different. And the casing would be completely different. 38
right.
Specials got to check. You have a different base on the case. No, go down. Take that pistola. Down to the gun store, hand it to the guy and say, boxer for this, and put your gun.
Man, okay. And he gave me 357s, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
That's again.
These are from your brother.
I got it. It just because you gave your bullets doesn't mean you can put them in the 380. Take it down to the gun store and show it to the man and tell him to give you some rounds for that.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, since my brother gave them to me, I'm like, what? And he kept saying, they'll fit. I'm like, Kurt, I'm pretty positive.
No, you know what? If we're going to talk about that thing, you better talk. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Lettuce. Is it too late to plant any kind of lettuce at all? Or is it too early?
No.
I'm sorry.
You can plant that right now. You're probably a week. That's close.
Okay. Hey, Rick, you were breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear us at all?
No, you keep breaking up, Rick. You're breaking up bad, buddy. Technically, Carly, you should have started planning them last week, but this week is good. So go ahead and get them going.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I thought it was something you planted super early, like in 5 to start it and then put it out or something. Because I've never tried to plant lettuce before. So. All right. Well, thank you for listening to me, Babble. I appreciate it.
You all have a great weekend. You have a good weekend. God bless you. Love you all. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Okay.
Who do we have next?
We have Jim in New York on line 9. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, hi, Kim and Lori. I like your program.
Hello.
Hello. That's very good advice. How are you? I like your program. It's very good advice that you give. you know.
Well, thank you.
A good thing for like upper respiratory infections is garlic and onions. You know, it has a natural antibiotic that will kill respiratory infection. Garlic and onions is a very good thing for that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So that's a great prepper. You should always have plenty of dried granule garlic for sicknesses, colds. It's great for colds. Respiratory infections. Hello?
I'm still here. I think Tim's going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was... yeah. And another prepper tip, is that, you should prepare for dental health. You know, you could die from an abscess. Hello?
Absolutely.
Hello?
You're there.
Hello?
Yes.
Maybe I am. Who knows anymore?
Hi, Rick. Okay, hello? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, an abscess for a tooth. You could actually die from. It's one thing preppers overlook is a tooth infection.
Right. Well, you know, there's other things besides onion and garlic. Here's a couple more for an antibiotic-like action. Horseradish, habanero, oregano oil, turmeric, and echinacea.
Yes. Yeah, the turmeric, always have it with black pepper, because there's something in the, it keeps it in the system longer for your body. Whenever you have turmeric, which I strongly recommend, you should have black pepper.
All right, now that's a new one on me. I did not know that.
Yes,
I learn something new on this show every week. I truly do.
10 parts turmeric, 1 part black pepper.
Cool.
It's much more effective. It keeps it in your system.
Yeah, there are people out there that suggest that it makes the turmeric either 100 times more effective or 1,000 times more effective. I don't know which. But I'll take either number.
Yes. It's they suggest 10 to 1. A black pepper in itself is very healthy for Yes, it's a great combination for all kinds of ailments, for arthritis, for cancer-fighting agents, if you will.
Food poisoning, black pepper will stop food poisoning in its tracks. It's great stuff.
Yes. Another thing I was going to mention, you know, and I encourage prepping on everything, but I think we have time. I don't think, you know, if the system, the people who control our system, they don't want a sudden collapse. They want a slow, steady frog in the pot.
Right.
Change.
Right. A controllable decline. Right.
Yes. Why would they collapse their system?
Well,
so as long as
I don't think they would, but there are other forces at work in the universe, and it's tough to say whether or not that's something that they disallow happens anyway, I guess.
Yes. But if they can control it, they would rather have a slow, steady frog in the pot collapse.
Right. Where you're talking a Hunger Games scenario where you're living in a coal camp and you think it's... Yeah, no, I totally agree. That's what they would like.
So, although I
District
encourage...
District 12.
I encourage prepping as much as you can. At the same time, you get a lot of people, the boy who cried wolf, every week there's someone saying, oh, that collapsed. And a lot of these internet guys have been wrong for 10, 20 years.
I'm not sure they're
right.
Wrong. I think they're lying. It's possible
like
they're just fudging the truth.
These guys like Gerald Celente. His track record is terrible. He's been wrong for at least 10 years.
You mean about the
collapse? Yeah.
Well, I do have something I could say about that, but we'll get to that in a little while.
And careful.
Guys, I think the bottom line is that mathematically everything should have collapsed. It should have collapsed.
That's exactly.
In 2008. Between false accounting, printing money out of thin air, everything's held together.
Zero interest.
You know,
zero
if you'd asked me in mid 2008 when the collapse was, I would have said September. And I would have believed it. But they came up with stuff we never thought of, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah. I just think be careful of a lot of these internet guys because they're always wrong. You know, I can name Alex.
Well, I'd love to know who's right because I want to watch more of them.
The guys who are right are the ones who said, no, it won't happen. Nothing's going to happen yet. No one knows. You know, as the Bible says, the day and the hour, only the Lord knows. No one knows.
Right.
But these guys making predictions, you know, Alex Jones, Max Kaiser, another guy who's been wrong for 10 years. He said the collapse was 7 years ago, and he was wrong. And no one calls him on account for it. No one says, oh, you were wrong. You know. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen 10, 20 years from now.
That's
true. Always be prepped. Always be prepped. And I'm not discouraging being prepped, but no one knows the time or the hour. So these guys, they're always wrong.
That's true. I got a feeling when it happens, it's going to catch us by surprise, and that's the reason I preach being ready all the time. But
yes.
Not just for economic things. Also, you know, what happens if there's an earthquake? You're in New York, Jim. I know there's earthquakes in New York.
Yes.
You know, a major one.
About 7 years ago, we had an earthquake. Sure.
Right.
You never know.
You know, a big hurricane coming in. You know, it might not hit you. I don't know where you live at, New York State. But it would sure screw up the state as a whole.
Yeah, I'm outside of New York City. I'm actually on Long Island, but I'm close enough to New York City to it would affect me, believe me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just stay vigilant. Always prep. You know, another advice I give people is that, you know, all these conservatives, see, I know acquaintances, they watch Fox News, they claim they're conservatives. I was talking to one guy, took him and his family to Disney, spent at least $3,000 on Disney.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, you call yourself a conservative? You would give Disney a satanic company, as far as I'm concerned, you would give them $3,000 of your money? I mean, what is wrong with these people? Eh?
Well, I tend to agree with you.
Well, I would
really
say one thing.
$3,000 for Disney is a complete waste, in my opinion, but that's my opinion.
Well, if you look at it from the child's point of view, it wouldn't be. So you can weigh that out, you know. If you have to go to Disney World, I'd say try to hold it to one time. And then after that, go to Branson. Where Pat Boone and other people basically founded the place on moral principles. You can get on the same kind of rides and listen to good, solid shows, whether it's rock and roll or country music. And they threw Wayne Newton out because his show was a little too bawdy, a little too racy. You know, I love Branson. My wife doesn't get it. Not that she is a Vegas type at all, but she just doesn't, you know, Branson doesn't float her boat. But, boy, I love to just walk around there, eat boiled peanuts, and watch the blacksmiths wang away, making knives out of railroad spikes. And I just think that's, like, the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, you have to be very careful where you spend your money. I tell people, you want to make change, stop going to movies. Stop going to football games, sporting events. Stop giving them your money. Remember, Satan, he never forces you to do something. He gets you to choose on your free will. And I know too many, quote, conservatives give their money to Hollywood and sporting events when they, you know, and I understand you have a wife and children, they want to do so. I understand that, but you have to try not to give your money to the people who want to destroy you.
I agree. You probably need to try to stay out of Walmart. Sometimes you wind up in Walmart, but, you know, you should really search for the alternatives.
I understand. You know, you have to be realistic. You know, especially with a wife. She's going to tell you this. But you have to try. You have to try to avoid Satan's, you know, Hollywood, Satan's entertainment industry. Try to avoid it. That's all I tell people. Try not to get. Be very careful when you spend your money.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Dave. Greatly appreciate it. We got two more callers waiting. We'll get
thank
to you right
you.
After the break.
I love 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the sixth day of April, year of our Lord, 2019. We're going to go to Dave in Michigan on line one. Hello, Dave. You on the air?
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Hi.
Hey, first-time caller, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good, good. So I'm kind of new to the program.
Okay.
I got some background noise here. Let me get in another room here. If you give me 1 second, I hate to hold
sure.
up the air radio waves, but anyway,
Dave, if you're new to the show, Dave. What's your overall impression? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm new. I really can't give you one because I just tuned in and I heard the other caller talking about Alex Jones. And I had to call in Alex's defense because I got to tell you, Alex was my introduction to conspiracies. I don't call them theories because so I'm legally blind here, and some of my friends tell me I got more vision than most people have sight. And I got to tell you, I heard I tell people, I don't know where I heard it from, maybe somewhere on Alex Jones, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
That's
so
it.
I believe that the collapse has been imminent for long before I started listening to Alex. And
well, some people say it's just well underway. It's just a low-speed train wreck is all it is.
And that's probably pretty accurate. But I believe with Alex blowing the trumpets, we, you know, he and his listeners and all shows like yours, and I don't know how long you've been on the air, but
3 years.
We're pushing these guys back. You know,
right.
That's what I think is happening. We're pushing them back. They wanted those collapses to be imminent and happening when Alex said they were going to happen because I saw it happening, you know. And thank God
right.
for Alex and his big mouth. You know, I used to live in the city. I'm freaking legally blind here, living on 10 acres, growing my own food with chickens because of Alex and his message and guys like Max Kaiser. You know, I love Max. I think he's great. And I really don't think,
right.
you know, they were fear-mongering. I don't listen to Alex so much anymore because, you know, I listen to so much other stuff now.
Right.
But there's a lot of great folks out there, you know, spreading the word. And, you know, Alex, I think, is a modern-day Paul Revere. You know,
I
you may not like, you know, you just can't shoot the messenger, you know. The message is horrible. It's great. You know, some people think that message is horrible, right? But it's so negative, you know. No, it isn't. The truth can be, you know, the truth they say will set you free. Maybe it really doesn't.
Right.
You know, I think we're going to be a lot better off than those that don't know the truth.
Well, being awake certainly helps. I mean, if you can't be free, at least wake up and look at the jail bars. I think that Alex deserves some credit. God knows he took enough heat for his stance. And I know people are angry because he's been married a bunch of times and because he's making money. I get that. But it doesn't mean that, I mean, I need to buy food. And when I go to the grocery store, I don't get mad at the grocer because he's selling food and he's making money selling me food.
Right.
I don't get angry at Alex Jones either. I mean, every now and then he has a great point, and I like listening to the snippets that come from, I forget who that guy is. He's got a guy and a girl that do some reports. It's all pretty good stuff.
Oh, Aaron and Melissa Dykes.
Yeah. I like their
reports. They're great.
I like that.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know if you guys know Just Chris out there near Las Vegas. He's a good friend of mine, and he kind of turned me on to RBN. I listen to a lot of shows now because I don't really go on the internet, and I do all my listening by phone, you know, and so I can only hear the ones that have a call and listen line, and then I like to share what I know with, you know, a lot of people out here. And there's a lot of people that are going to be hurting when the hammer does finally fall, and it's getting closer and closer.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your pioneer spirit. I wish our listeners would listen to your story and see themselves, take it seriously. I mean, if you can do what you're doing, they should be able to do it too, and I wish they would. We'll just have to see how it works out.
Yeah, you're right. And you guys, you know, keep up that great voice out there for freedom and liberty. And, you know, like our forefathers said, liberty is not, or freedom is not free. And you got to water that tree of liberty with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike, right?
From time to time, he said.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Well, thank you for your call, sir. We have to have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. And we got callers waiting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold and silver have been used for tens of thousands of years for trade, taxes, and tributes. No other metals have ever demonstrated such ultra-long-term correlated consistent value. None. I'm Tim Center from the Rural Survival Show. Rick, Lori, and I want to let you know about Gold Wealth Financial, a full-service investment firm specializing in gold and silver. These folks know the answer to those questions that you have about owning physical gold and silver. These are the same folks we buy our bullion from. There are no minimums. You can buy as little as an ounce or as much as you want. Don't risk losing what you already have during the approaching economic collapse. Visit goldwealthfinancial.com today or call 1-480-440-7100. That's 1-480-440-7100. And please tell them we sent you. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Show here on RBN. We've been talking about a few different subjects this morning. We've had our first-time caller for this time. Right now we have Art online.
Hi.
Good morning, Art.
It's Art Special Line.
Good morning, everyone. Art.
Hello, Art. Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on something was said earlier when what caught my attention was talking about, you know, the abscess teeth and such as that. Medical is a very important thing for preppers, and I want to recommend three books, three very specific books. The first one is called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know. It's written by a fellow named Kevin Trudeau. The second one is written by a lady named Lisa Puffer, and it's called Natural Remedies. And the third one is directly connected to the conversation earlier about the abscess tooth, and it's written by Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, Dixon, D-I-C-K-S-O-N, Murray Dixon. It's called Where There Is No Dentist. Very good book.
Yep, that's good stuff.
We have
you can
a collapse,
also YouTube that one.
Yeah, and if we have a collapse, be it economic or societal or governmental, you know, what's going to happen when somebody has dental issues? But there's also one book which is absolutely fantastic. It's written by a fellow named James Hubbard, and it's called The Survival Doctor's complete handbook, What to Do When Help Is Not on the Way. This is a book that should be in everyone's house, prepper or not.
I agree. It's true. Wait, I mean, shouldn't people always have skills? I mean, you know, you're just a more well-rounded individual if you don't have to rely on the system. I mean, you're just going to be happier and healthier and more useful to your neighbors. I see no downsides to it at all.
Right, and especially for those, because I know not everybody's part of a community, not everybody has a family. There are those out there who are like me that live out in the country. You live alone. Well, what are you going to do? Heaven forbid if something comes up. You don't have anybody you can rely on. You better know what the hell you're doing or you're not going to survive. So that's four books right there, excellent books. One of them specifically focused on dental, and the other is, you know, the other three are, you know, really good books to have as well. They should be in everyone's library. Anyway, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks. Thank you, Art.
Appreciate it, Art. Before we get to the next caller, I want to let everybody know that on ruralsurvival.show, if you click on free downloads, folks, that one book that Art was mentioning, When There Is No Dentist, can download and print off, but it'd probably be cheaper to go to Amazon and buy the book when you figure in the ink and all that.
But either way, you need that off the cloud. You need that to be on paper in your house somewhere. These people that are trying to store everything on the cloud, oh please, they're going to erase the cloud in the first 5 minutes. So just so you know.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
If they're going to try to save it like that, then, you know, where an EMP or something won't get them, then they need to do it on, like, a thumb drive where they've got a computer where it's in a safe area where nothing would phase it, that they could plug in and, you know, take the information off the thumb drive that way. But a cloud, I agree with you, Rick. It's not going to be there, so, you know, don't even try.
Yes. Yeah. On print and and also really important movies like Deadpool, your DVD, so that you can always have movie night in a grid down situation. You know, you're not going to rent a movie from Netflix at that point. If you want to go,
all right, guys, we do have another caller waiting.
Yeah,
here
we
go. Right. We've got Chance in West Virginia, line 9.
Go ahead, Barry.
I did. Chance in West Virginia on line 9. Good morning, Chance.
Hello, Tim. Tim, I've been keeping you in my prayers. The reason why I called is...
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate your show. Your show not only hits pertinent facts, but it has such a comforting effect on me. It's like when I get on the floor and play with my pets. I don't know how to explain it. It fulfills that need.
I don't think I've heard that, but I like it.
Well, in this crazy world we live in, it gets so overwhelming. It's like being locked in a mental asylum, screaming, "Let me out of here!" You know, it's so bizarre. Sometimes when I look at my pets, I wonder if they're the only sane ones left.
I hear you.
I have you loud.
I just wanted to relay that point to you. I really appreciate your show, and I hope all is going well. And those books that Art mentioned, if you could repeat those titles again. I wrote one down. It's very useful information there. I plan on... I got Where There Is No Dentist, but there was one book I missed, one title I missed. I believe it was the last one he mentioned.
Not the cures that people don't want you to know about.
I have the Kevin Trudeau book. That book I have. Yeah, I have that one. It was the last one, I believe, to be something relating to how to be your own doctor.
How to be your own doctor. Download on ruralsurvival.show what to do when there is no doctor.
Exactly.
When help is not on the way, what about that one?
I don't have that one.
Do you have those authors' names?
Throw that up into Amazon, and they will either, if they don't have the book, they will tell you what the author's name is, though, and you'll be able to find it real quick.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, God bless you, folks. You have a great show.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thank you very much, Chance. Greatly appreciate your call and your encouragement. All right, Ori, we got anybody else waiting?
Not at this time. You know, I just want to remind everybody, if you can't find a book, even on Amazon, you might try Barnes & Noble. There's a well-known bookstore. They're still in business. And the last time that my husband and I were down in Georgia visiting our son, my daughter-in-law and I walked into one of those stores, and they have books galore that cover all kinds of subjects, and they were, you know, reasonably priced. So that's another one you can check out. And they do have an online presence, so... you know, just something to remember if you can't find it on Amazon.
Cool. I didn't even know that.
There's another thing I think that while the grid is still up, I would like Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. Those people have great videos. There is another DDS. There's a video also out there by a dentist who is a survival doc. But... I have learned suturing, normally when you've got an abscess, there's something seriously wrong with that tooth. You can take antibiotics, and they will probably pull you back from the edge. But there's going to be a lot of tooth pulling because I don't know anybody who's going to be doing grid-down root canals. So in the absence of dentist, in the absence of root canals, those teeth have just plain got to come out. You can buy these dental kits, and if you've ever looked at that little C-shaped tool that they use, they hook it around your tooth, and they just jack it at an angle, and it pops the roots out. I want to say, and this could be totally wrong, that a beginner set... I'm sorry, that just struck me as funny. Tooth pulling
okay.
For beginners. That just I feel like an idiot. But the I think it's like $30-$35. You know, look, if you're, I saw a movie where Tom Hanks knocked his tooth out with a rock and a ice skate. So unless you want to be that guy or that girl, you know, on an island all by yourself knocking teeth out with an ice skate and a big rock, you might spend the $30-$35. You know. Tie you to a tree, tie your tooth to a Kubota and drive away. And if your head stays on, the tooth probably will come out. So, you know, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, their videos are really well done, very informative. And in the lack of professional EMT training, if you're not going to go to one of those, by the way, your city may offer, you know, a lot of times those courses are completely free. And done in the evening, if you feel like doing that, you know, you do have to give up some time. My son took the first year or two of the EMT course, and I was doing quite well, but he got tired of scooping people up off the highway, and he decided he didn't want to do that anymore. It wasn't for him.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being an EMT.
It happens.
They've done it. Okay.
Well,
I didn't
yeah,
know
well,
all.
Yeah.
Oh, I also...
Well, yeah, of course not.
Okay.
You're one of those people that does the selfies.
Hey, what can I say?
We got a
caller. We do have a caller.
Yes.
Yes, on line one. Sovereign Man? Hello?
Greetings and salutations.
Well, greetings.
Hello. Yes, sir. Same to you.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. And the sun is shining. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to plug the chat room. There's a chat room. It's called the Rural Survival Show .chattango.com. I'm in there with another individual, and I dropped a link for those who can't find it to When There Is No Doctor. your PDF link. And I'm also going to put in another book that I share. It's a link to my MediaFire account. And I can't remember, but it has all kinds of stuff in it. So maybe you might want to put it on your list. It's a book on survival. It's not just on, health, but it's all different things. I particularly like the configuration of the wood burning stove that they have. There's in the end of it. I'm trying to think. I think it's a survival book by a guy named Seymour out of England. But I'll drop that in the chat too. But I just want to let you guys know that I appreciate you being there.
All right, it's chattango.com.
It's chattango, like a dance with words. Chat Tango, only one T.
Okay. One T. Okay, that's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Sign up. Okay. I will take a look at it.
Okay, great. And Ed Bordop has my contact information too. If you want to contact me. All right, guys.
Okay.
I
that sounds good.
I don't know. All right, guys. Blessings to you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Same to you.
You
thank
too.
You so much.
Thank you for your call. Greatly appreciated. Well, guys, we got 15 minutes left in the show. 3 minutes are commercials, and 1 minute is the outro music. Where do we want to go from here?
We want to talk about gardening. Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, we do, don't we?
I have some very exciting news and something that I think you're all going to want to see.
What's that?
When Hollis and Nancy moved, I think, out of Virginia.
Oh, boy.
When Hollis and Nancy moved out of Virginia, Nancy got, I think, colon cancer. So they left the state, but they bought a 15-acre homestead in Florida.
Okay.
And they have been working furiously getting it set up so that they can continue their YouTube work. And their gardening YouTube work is some of the best I have ever seen. I mean, I love Curtis Stone, the urban farmer, and John Martin Fortier, their stuff, and Charles Dowding, I mean, all good stuff. But it's I start my day with a Hollis and Nancy gardening video. When I say that, I mean I'm watching at 5:30 in the morning because that's when I get shot out of a cannon. That's just life around here. But I love that they always their information is so complete, so succinct. They're so humble, and they always end with a prayer. And I don't care what mood I get up in. When they finish their video with grace, it's unstoppable. There will always be a grin on my face. That's just good stuff. So they've got a great new video up. It's like 20 minutes long. And I think it's called Big Announcement, Hollis and Nancy Big Announcement. And they spend 20 minutes showing you all of the work they've done trying to prepare this sandy site for gardening. And it is a blast watching these two guys. Now they're going to be uploading a video every Thursday now. I want you to see if you can watch for this. I mean, if you want to have, while the grid is still up, while the internet is still up, see what you can do. Have a look at these new Hollis and Nance videos. Apparently, they're going to put one up every Thursday night. I watched his Thursday video this morning. He had a bulldozer come out and dig him a burn pit because he's been clearing so much brush and trees. This is like, in the, I don't know,
well, you know,
it just
Rick,
looks like Florida.
You can get the link, Rick, and put it up on our website there on Facebook. So anybody on Facebook who goes to our page there can find the link so they can take a look at it too.
You do realize that I've got my hands on my car keys, and that's about all I know about links. Your husband is the link master. He would be the dude that we would defer to on these subjects. But if you like gardening, and if you find that sort of thing entertaining, which I do, and you like watching good, solid human beings do good, solid work, have a look at it and see if you aren't having fun like I am.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we...
All right, guys, we got our final break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've covered a number of subjects today, and we've had quite a few callers, which we do appreciate hearing from all of our listeners. Hey, guys, what did you want to cover these last few minutes that we have?
Go ahead, Rick.
Say again?
Lori was asking what you wanted to cover in this last 4.5 minutes.
One brief thing. Juicy fruit, not just for children anymore. You've probably all heard the the urban legend that it kills mold. It seems to do just exactly that. You don't necessarily chew it up, although I'm all for chewing juicy fruit, but, you know, go ahead and pay 35 or 50 cents. Go around to your new, this is, having issues. Go around to your new mole runs, poke a hole in their tunnel, open up a little daylight, drop a half a stick, waste a whole stick on them, drop a half a stick and do it kind of all over the place. Apparently they love the stuff, but they can't get it all the way through their system. For the most part, they actually get frustrated and come above ground and die there. So you get a chance to look at them. So, you know, you might want to grab a couple packages of juicy fruit when you're at the grocery store and just keep it. And as these things start tearing up your, give them some chewing gum. And not spearmint, not double mint. It's got to be juicy fruit. What about you guys?
Understood.
What do you think?
I mean, I didn't know that, Rick. For a minute, I thought they were joking, but apparently, yeah. Okay, that works.
Well, I could be, but in this case, I'm not. I'm apparently they can't get it all the way through their system, and it kills them, which is fine with me.
Right.
There are, in certain circumstances, there are tomcat and other industries make poison, little poison worms, and it does work pretty well. But it's a hemophagic, whatever. What it is, you give them this other stuff, and it causes them to internally bleed to death. This is, if you're near your garden, or, you know, other areas, or if you just don't feel like going out and buying tomcat poison, you know, if there's something, I mean, if that, you know, just try juicy fruit gum and see if it doesn't do it for you.
Yeah, I'll just throw them a couple of my Plavix, see if they'll eat them. That'll make them bleed out.
Yeah, well, yeah, God only knows about that.
Not really.
Whether or not they're uptaken into plants. There have been people discussing how to deal with these things when they get into the garden area. That's really the reason that I'm kind of bringing this up right here at this moment, is that, I mean, what you do out in the middle of your lawn, that's probably one thing.
Well, guys, we're done
time
for
to
today. Yep. Same time, same channel next week, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. We appreciate all the callers. And we're going to say goodbye until next week. May God rest the souls of Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Have fun, folks. Bye-bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.